Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time of day it is. Thank you for tuning in and welcome everybody to today's episode of What's Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Alia from Alia Yoga, and it's officially Vata season, baby, in the Northern Hemisphere at least. Even here in Southern California, we're having much cooler weather and more notably dry and windy. These are the main elements of the Ayurvedic constitution known as Vata. I'm inspired to talk about Vata season today and dive a little bit deeper into this constitution so that you know what to do this season to stay balanced physically and mentally. One thing about this season that's true to varying degrees for all of us is that change is in the air. For some, change is challenging, and resisting changes seems easier than going with it. If you're like me, then changes are exciting, but anticipation of a major change and not knowing what the outcome is going to be can be really nerve-wracking. I bring this up because I've been going through that and can finally let you in on what's been happening for Josh and I. We're not pregnant, but we've just gone through a process that if you talk about it too soon and it doesn't work out, it can be hard or disappointing to share details. And that's because we've been in escrow on a condo together in Encinitas. We close on an auspicious day, Friday the 13th. And although neither of us are superstitious, I've personally always had good luck on this day. If you are local to this area and follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you may know that I have a small group in-person outdoor yoga class scheduled for Sunday, November 15th, and so I will be having reason to celebrate with those I get to see in real life on that day, and I'm so excited. As you know from recent previous episodes, my parents just sold their house and moved into an apartment, and now we are moving out of an apartment and into our very own condo, which feels very interesting with regards to the timing of it all. I've been envisioning, praying for, and manifesting an opportunity for Josh and I to be homeowners and had no clue it would happen so fast. But for us, one thing that was really important was that the process feel easy and seamless. I didn't want to deal with bumps in the road with regards to negotiations or anything else. And it was so. The process was seamless and without any hiccups, so much so that it moved really, really fast. You remember my friend Hillary from Hillshine Nut Butters? She's also a real estate agent and together with her fiancé have been here for Josh and I every step of the way. Other than reading a ton of documents to the point of feeling like my eyes were going to start bleeding, we had an incredibly wonderful experience with the purchase of our first home. Speaking of my sweet friend and her company Hillshine, she left very warm words in the iTunes podcast app that I'm very excited to share with you today. Hillshine says, "If you haven't listened to What's Wellness yet, then I suggest you begin as soon as possible. Alia, the host of What's Wellness, covers a wide variety of health topics, startups, and her personal journey. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to episode 17, Amazing Algae, with Energy Bits founder and CEO Catherine Arnston. What an inspiration." Thank you so much, Hillary. It means so much to me that you're listening to the podcast and enjoying the show. Thank you for being such an amazing and supportive friend. Everyone needs a friend like you. Your warm words made my week. And today's wise words come from Sean Fontaine from Moon Omens on Instagram. Fontaine's quote talks about your week, but I also like to interchange week with day so that your day and your week have all these positive qualities. Fontaine says, may you experience a week filled with answered prayers, long-awaited good news, clarity, released tension, and breakthroughs. May you let go of worries, fears, and doubts that have been lingering in your mind. May you enter this new week feeling lighter and ready to give your all and receive what's good for you. May this week prepare you for the new month that is right around the corner. May it be. Well, I have some excellent guests and interviews lined up for the next few weeks for you, but today, with the season of changes upon us and heading into the holidays, I thought it would be appropriate to share with you about how you can stay balanced in Vata season, and also what it looks and feels like when you're out of balance, so that you can utilize the tools given here and what you already know to bring more awareness to self-love and self-care practices this season. Stay tuned for a quick word about Anchor, and I'll be right back. Welcome back to today's episode, where I'm talking about Vata season, which begins in late autumn when the temperatures start to drop and winds pick up. Air gets drier and the leaves on trees change color and fall. Vata energy governs our bodily functions that have movement, such as circulation, breathing, thinking, and parts of digestion. From an elemental standpoint, Vata governs air and ether, as well as movement. Moving air is wind in nature, or like gas in our physical bodies. If your constitution is predominantly Vata, you may have a tendency towards dry skin and dry hair, slow or dry digestion, fast thinking or anxiety, a go-go-go personality with preferring to walk, eat, and talk quickly. When balanced, Vatas are creative, enthusiastic, energetic, sound sleepers, with good digestion and healthy joints, providing normal movement and feeling grounded. When not in balance, Vatas have a tendency towards spaciness, insomnia, joint pain, headaches, constipation and poor digestion, nervousness, anxiety and worrying, cold hands and feet, dry, chapped or cracked skin, and lack of creativity. An important thing to know about Ayurveda is that like increases like, and opposites create balance. For example, if your dosha is predominantly Vata and the weather you're experiencing is cold, dry, and windy, these elements will aggravate those qualities inside of you, causing your system to feel an increase in coldness, dry, and having excess air. Conversely, Vata people likely enjoy tropical environments where the elements are opposite, creating balance for them. When it's warm and humid, this type of environment helps to regulate Vata dosha because the qualities are opposite. Now, you may be thinking, I'm not predominantly Vata. I run warm, wind doesn't bother me, and I'm not prone to anxiety or digestive issues. So more than likely, your predominant constitution, my friend, is Pitta, which is governed by the element of fire. You may feel more aggravated or out of balance during hot, humid summer weather, where you avoid being in the sun and can't wait for sweater weather. Or maybe cool, windy weather bothers you a little bit, but you're not feeling anxious. More along the lines of maybe lazy and wanting to hibernate, in which case you may be predominantly Kapha, which is governed by combining the elements of water and earth. Kaphas are sometimes slow to get started, and when out of balance, may be unmotivated and sluggish. All three doshas, Vata, pitta, and kapha are present to varying degrees in every body. You may have an equal distribution between the three doshas, or predominantly one or two more so than the others. To learn more about all three doshas, go back to episode 12 of season 1 called Ayurveda and the Doshas, an Introduction. But regardless of your personal constitution or mixture of the doshas, it's important to know what to do for yourself this time of year, since so much change is in the air and we are approaching the holidays when time speeds up and there's a lot of movement forward and an increased importance in finding time to rest and nourish ourselves, to foster balance and grace throughout this season. Since Vata governs the winds of change and movement, it's important to remember that like increases like, and opposites help bring balance. So if you're eating raw fruits and vegetables during Vata season, or cold smoothies and dry food like nuts and chips or crackers, you may be experiencing some out-of-balance Vata qualities, such as poor digestion or even trouble sleeping. If you're predominantly Vata, chances are you'll experience symptoms of being out of balance during Vata season. But if your constitution is Pitta or Kapha predominantly, and depending where you live, it is not uncommon to also experience symptoms or signs of Vata imbalance during this time of year. To pacify and bring into balance your mind and body during this season, think of nourishing, warm, dense, and grounding foods. Utilize spices as well for their health benefits and grounding qualities. Use spices such as cinnamon, turmeric, black pepper, nutmeg, ginger, and clove. Avoid cold, dry foods and opt for a hearty, warm meal that will help your body feel nourished and nurtured. For example, if you usually have a lunchtime salad, which is raw vegetables usually, it may feel better to heat your salad up, make more like a stir fry with warm vegetables. They don't even have to be cooked all the way through, but just the element of eating something warm rather than cold this time of year can make a world of difference. And pre-COVID, this is the perfect time of year to take up practices like heated yoga and move your body in a warm environment. My suggestion would be a slower paced practice in a warm room without moving towards extremes like fast paced practices in extremely hot rooms, which can throw you out of balance in the other direction, making it more difficult to acclimate and find the happy, buoyant middle ground. Moving your body is still important this time of year, but rather than running outside in the cold and wind, how about purchasing some hand weights and doing more grounding, strength-building exercises indoors? Being outside in nature is also still important, but dressing appropriately and especially keeping your neck and throat covered during cold and windy days helps to balance Vata and protect you from feeling overly aggravated by the excess air in the environment. This time of year, actually from mid-November until sometimes mid-May or early June, I'll be wearing a scarf pretty much every day. My throat and neck are very sensitive to cold and wind, and I prefer to have it covered and protected and warm. Since I talk a lot, this helps me in so many ways to protect my voice for teaching and podcasting and to keep me feeling safe and warm. Soups, crockpot meals, stews, warm, hearty baked goods, hot herbal tea, and high-quality oils are all very grounding and balancing this time of year for Vatas and for Vata season. Think of ways to increase your immune system and protect yourself from seasonal ickies, not to mention COVID and the flu, by drinking warm lemon water in the morning with a splash of apple cider vinegar. get plenty of sleep by going to bed earlier this time of year, and listen to your body when it needs additional rest or to take a day off from exercise, and practice avoiding the urge to give into overindulging in things like alcohol, dairy, and sugar. It's okay to have a holiday cookie or a piece of pie, but enjoy the piece or the slice, and then have the willpower and self-discipline to stop reaching for more. Have bone broth on hand for a quick, hearty, healthy go-to that's packed full of minerals and helps balance digestion. And use oils like sesame or hemp on your body to increase blood flow and moisturize. Do practices like these and get creative to foster more warmth into your life and the opposite of dry, more like damp, hydrated, or even lubricated, if you will. To recap, when learning about your constitution and the doshas and working to bring your mind and body into harmony and balance with the seasons and with nature, it is important to do some inward reflection and identify what parts of you physically, mentally, and emotionally feel balanced and what parts feel out of balance so as to hone in on what practices or tools you can incorporate into your routine in order to bring more well-being for your mind and body. And then focus on the disciplined effort that it takes to make any changes to your lifestyle to help bring about well-being for yourself. It's also important to identify for yourself what throws you out of balance and how you can avoid these environments, situations, thought processes, or actions. For example, I love warm beverages. I'm drinking one right now, which is great because they pacify my Vata constitution. I start the day with a superfood coffee, and I love this French vanilla coconut creamer that goes great with all of my coffees and teas. But I know that I use more than the serving size suggestion, and that the coconut creamer is not low on sugar. It's a conversation I have with myself because I love my morning superfood coffee and an afternoon chai tea or golden milk. And in the colder times of year, we'll have another tea in the afternoon or evening, sometimes 3 or 4 warm beverages in a day. Now, if those beverages were all sugar-free, it would be no big deal, right? It's good to drink warm beverages and to eat warm food when it's cold out because the heat and hydration helps to balance out the cold and dryness of the season. However, taking in too much sugar will cause a cascade of stressors to my system, including spiking blood sugars, increasing cortisol production, the stress hormone, decreasing immune system function, feeding any candida or bad bacteria that thrive on sugars, and countless other strains on the physical body and on my energy. So even if I have 4 warm beverages in a day, I limit myself to using this delicious coconut creamer in no more than 2 of them. After that, if I want another warm beverage, I make it sugar-free by itself, or choose to have warm bone broth or warm water with lemon and apple cider vinegar instead. Making these small but impactful choices are ways to integrate your knowledge and awareness into practices that promote wellness and vitality. This time of year, a lot of things are being enhanced and intensified by what's going on energetically, cosmically, and astrologically. The middle of November may be a very intense time where a lot of information or misinformation may surface, and the challenges we're facing both locally and globally could possibly increase. I'm not someone who can see into the future or predict anything, and I don't want to have a negative outlook, but I do have a gut feeling and an instinct that there is more going on behind the scenes than most of us realize, and that, in fact, things may indeed get worse before they get better. I hope this feeling is wrong, and I hope things start improving for us as a country and as individuals now that the election is over. However, my awareness of energies astrologically and my intuition say that we're not being told the truth, and there is more information yet to uncover that may create turmoil before we have more peace. From a political standpoint, I believe we need change in this country, systemically and through many of our outdated programs. I won't get deep into my standpoint as that goes way beyond and outside of what this podcast is about, but I do believe that our elected leaders need to be held accountable for creating positive, lasting change in many systems that will ensure equal education and opportunities for everyone. I also believe that those who are willing to work hard, regardless of their background, deserve to succeed, and that those who would rather have things handed to them need to refocus priorities and work in whatever capacity they're able to be productive and contribute to society. I know that our systems and programs need money, but I want our hard-earned tax dollars to really benefit these systems and programs for progress and for the betterment of our society and for generations to come. Vata governs movement, change, and in my mind, it also governs freedom. We have freedom to be whatever and whomever we want to be in this country. And for me, it's important that I and we hold ourselves accountable because change begins within us all. I've seen a lot of hate on social media for people who don't believe the same things politically, and it's broken my heart that there is so much hate within the community. Vata season is an opportunity to change your hatred of someone or something into actionable choices for how you'll move forward into the next day, the next month, and the next year, creating progress first from within. I have family and friends on both sides of the political spectrum, and when it comes to political viewpoints, I have heard out so many people's opinions. Vata gives us an opportunity to forgive others and forgive ourselves by moving past what is not seen and by moving past all of our differences and moving towards ways that we can come together with hearts for peace, acceptance, unity, compassion, kindness, and love for ourselves and for one another. If you're feeling anxiety, worry, fear, irritability, know that these are out of balance symptoms of too much Vata energy, exacerbated perhaps by the season and the weather. If you're having trouble sleeping or wake up feeling tired, if you're having digestive issues, dry skin, or increases in gas or bloating, then there is a surplus of Vata energy that needs to be pacified by warming, grounding, and calming practices and routines. Now's the time to utilize your tools for self-care and self-love. Essential oils, self-massage, taking baths, going to bed early, warm, grounding, hearty meals, and meditation are all practices that help relieve symptoms of too much Vata and bring your mind and body back into wellness and balance. I hope you enjoyed learning about Vata season in today's episode and that you have some takeaways that you can incorporate into this season and into your routines. If you have any questions about balancing your dosha or feeling balanced during seasonal changes, please don't hesitate to reach out to me via email or on Instagram. As always, links to get in touch and other pertinent information are available for easy navigation in the show notes below. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or feedback, or if you need support in any way, reach out. My email is alia@aliayoga.com. spelled A-H-L-I-A. If something stood out to you from today's episode, do me a huge favor and take a screenshot. Share it on your social media, tag at Alia Yoga and at What's Wellness Podcast on Instagram, and I'll be sure to reshare. If you're local to San Diego or North County area and available on Sunday, November 15th, please join me for a small group outdoor in-person Vinyasa Yoga Flow, accessible for all levels. Pre-registration is required. I also offer a weekly online live virtual Vinyasa Yoga class called Sunshine Yoga with Alia, and it's held on Wednesday afternoons. For those tuning in right now who come to those classes, you have a very special place in my heart, and I'm giving you a huge hug of gratitude right now. If I can ask another huge favor, please subscribe to this podcast, share it with your friends and family, help to spread the word about What's Wellness, and leave a review in the iTunes podcast app so that I can continue to share the warm words of the week and read your review on air, as well as offer you a free full-length yoga class video from my website as a way of saying thanks. If you enjoy online yoga classes, home workouts, as well as guided meditations, and for more about what I offer, go to aliayoga.com. I also have CBD for sale, pain relief roll-on gel, as well as tons of full-length yoga videos for unlimited use for a one-time $15 purchase. Thank you once again for tuning in to What's Wellness Today, and I'll be back next week on Thursday with a brand new episode for you. Until next time, be well.